Nolte, Dems fret over turnout of black voters they've failed for 60 years. By John Nolte on October 25, 2022. The far-left Politico published a typically overwritten 2,200 words and puddle-deep article about Democrats worried about black voter turnout in the upcoming midterms. The piece really is a hoot, exactly what you'd expect from a Democrat Party pipe organ like Politico. This pretty well encapsulates the article's absurdly dishonest angle. After black voters played a pivotal role in electing President Joe Biden 2 years ago, the strategist said that some black voters believe that not enough has changed since, especially when it comes to the economy, gun violence, voting rights and criminal justice reform. See what Politico's doing there? Pretending black Americans are upset with Democrats because Democrats are just not left-wing enough. Yeah. That's the problem. Nothing in there about crime, except that there hasn't been enough criminal justice reform. I.e., Democrats haven't opened up enough prisons to let more violent felons back into the streets. Nothing in there about education or the failed schools in Democrat-run cities. Nothing about school choice, a program an overwhelming number of black voters desire. Even as Democrats put the teachers' union ahead of giving black children a shot at going to a private school. Nothing in there about how black voters might, perchance, feel about the Democrat Party's leap into insanity with all this transsexual nonsense, which includes grooming kids and then mutilating them forever with sex change surgeries and puberty blockers. Nothing in there about how the millions of illegal aliens Democrats invite into the country affect the job, housing, and wage situation for working-class black America. No, it's, lol, voting rights that remain at the top of the list. Even though some 50% of black voters want to see voter ID institutionalized. No, it's, lol, gun violence at the top of the list. Which has nothing to do with Democrats releasing violent offenders into the streets and everything to do with disarming the law-abiding. Oh, yeah, black America is all tied up in knots over an assault weapons ban. At least Politico mentioned the economy. Frankly, I'm a little surprised they did. The corporate media are hilarious. Whistling past the graveyard like this as though these tactics still work. As though by writing it, they can make it true. Those days are long over, which is one of the reasons Democrats are losing black voters. Let's talk facts, shall we? Democrats aren't losing black voters and dealing with diminished black voter enthusiasm because of the left-wing BS Politico invented. Democrats are losing black voters because, for 60 years, Democrats have failed black voters, and black voters are starting to come to terms with that fact. Democrat-run cities, predominantly black cities like Baltimore, Chicago, Detroit, Oakland, Jackson, St. Louis, Milwaukee, etc., that have been run exclusively by Democrats with no Republican opposition for decades, are failures. The municipal services, the schools, the exploding crime and homeless rates that chase off businesses, the job situation, the housing situation. Democrats have had 60 years to keep their promises to improve the lives of black people, but black people, and everyone else who lives in these cities, have only seen their lives worsen. That's why Democrats are worried about black turnout. There is an awakening, not just with black America. White suburban moms, Hispanics. They all see that Democrats want to pervert their children, flood the streets with violent criminals, flood the country with cheap and illegal labor, unleash their brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and keep poor people poor, dependent, angry, and stuck in terrible schools. There is a reckoning coming and no amount of desperate wish-casting, like it's 2008, from a disgraced outlet like Politico will stop it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.